Brothers and sisters, good morning and thank the Lord for bringing us to the final day of the spring retreat. My heart is full of thanks towards the Lord for allowing me to gather with you all today. We thank the Lord for His grace for the communion meeting that we just had. No matter how difficult things get in the world, the Lord always calls us to gather before Him together and even as one. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like that precious oil that flows from the beard of Aaron onto the robes. It is like the dew that flows onto Zion. The Lord has made the life eternal. And on that day when our Lord was hung on the cross for us.
他的身体裂开,
and when his body was broken and his blood bled out for us.
每一次我们一同聚在一起纪念他,
we gather each time together to remember him.
他的身体剥开, 他的血流开, 永远把我们带到他的大爱的面前.
The shedding of his blood and his body being broken for us forever takes us before his great love.
而且主说的, 他这个血呢, 是跟我们立约的, 一个立,
like the Lord said himself, the blood is a new covenant he has set with us.
对, 是一个 covenant, 是一个约, 其实主就是要让我们知道, 祂永远不会离开我们, 祂永远是带领我们。
This is a covenant that he has made for us that promises that he will never forsake us and he will always lead us.
所以当我们向前看的时候, 我们知道主永远是在我们的旁边。
As we've seen before, we know that the Lord is forever with us.
He expects the best out of us.
He expects the best out of us.
对，我们所以我们实在是感谢主，我们每一次一同来薄饼训练他，主动把我们带到这个 eternal excellence.
Each time we gather, the Lord brings us into this eternal excellence.
Yeah, this joy from generation to generation.
This joy from generation to generation.
所以我们感谢他。So
we thank him.
那今天我是在最后一堂的信息中间，我是想跟弟兄姊妹一同看，有一些人呢，他们专心跟随主。In
my last sharing today, I want to talk about some people who follow the Lord fully.
是，主在我们第一次交通，主给我们看到他心里所要的是他的教会。
We shared in our first session how the Lord expects his city Jerusalem and his church to be filled with this excellence, this glory.
对，那我们昨天交通的是有这么样。 差不多将近2000年, 1900年以前, 有这么样一个地方, 有这么样一群人, 他们的侍奉让神的心得到满足。
We shared yesterday about a small church, these brethren who gathered 1900 years ago in the Asia Minor, who the Lord found their deeds and their faith pleasing.
那所以今天我想跟弟兄姊妹交通，就是圣经里有许多，可是这是一个例子，就是侠勒和约书亚和他们那个新的一代的人，他们给我们看到的例子。
Today I want to share about the example of Caleb and Joshua who led the new generation into Canaan.
那么这个给我们心里面一个可以说是一个榜样，就是我们今天在地上我们怎么跟随他。
These two brothers serve as an example for us on how we ought to walk on this earth.
对，不但是迦勒和约书亚，而且有新的一代 ，a new generation， 啊，他们是跟随神的旨意。
But not only Caleb and Joshua, but the entire new generation that followed them.
所以这是我今天主给我的负担，跟弟兄姊妹交通。
So this is the burden that I've received from the Lord that I would like to share with the brothers, you brothers and sisters.
那这整个的故事呢，是怎么样呢？就是说，他们在出埃及记的第二年呢，这迦勒和约书亚那时候大概40岁。
After they, well, this is how the story unfolds. At the second year after they left Egypt, Caleb and Joshua were 40 years old.
那他经过摩西，他们看见神心里有一个很奇妙的旨意。
And through Moses, both of them saw this wonderful, this amazing will of God.
对，神的旨意呢，是为了他自己的百姓。
The will of God is for his own people.
那个神奇妙的旨意呢，就抓住了他们的心，抓住了这个迦勒和约书亚的心。
And the will of God had captured the hearts of Caleb and Joshua.
那往后的日子，往后那个时候他们差40岁，一直到他们85岁，甚至于一直下去，这个神的旨意就抓住他们的心。
Then their hearts remained captured by the will of God from ages 40 to until they were 85.
所以当我们回头看他们的故事的时候，我们心里得到很大的鼓励。
So when we look at their story, our hearts are encouraged.
那这个45，在这个旷野里面有38年的时间，那个时候他们还有那一代的百姓就在旷野里面。
The generation at that time were in the wilderness for 38 years, and Caleb and Joshua also were with them for 38 years in the wilderness.
那我们知道，那第一代在神的面前失败了。
We know that the first generation failed.
那么这个我们等等会继续说哈。可是呢，他们失败了，所以整个的在神的百姓在旷野里面38年。
How they failed, we will discuss later. But the fact they failed, and they were in the wilderness, wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
可是感谢主，有这么样一个约书亚和迦勒的例子在那里，他们的心里面，神的旨意在他们里面心里面燃烧 burning。
We thank the Lord that there were these two examples, Caleb and Joshua, who had the will of God burning in their hearts.
但我们更感谢主，新的一代，他们长大，这个感谢主，他们里头有一个受教的心。
And we see later that there was a new generation that was raised up, and we thank the Lord that they had a teachable heart.
但他们能够跟随神的带领。
They had a teachable heart, so they were willing to follow the Lord's leading.
那他们也可以看见这个迦勒和约书亚的榜样。
And they looked up to Caleb and Joshua as examples.
所以38年以后，他们进了迦南。
So after 38 years, this new generation and these two brothers entered into Canaan.
那进迦南是神对他们的旨意，那个时候。
And entering into Canaan was the will of God at that time.
那一代失败了，可是另外的新的一代成功了。
So we see the first generation failing, but the second generation succeeding.
神的目的达到。
And God's purpose was met, was fulfilled.
所以我们感谢主，当我们今天想起这个故事的时候，我想这个故事的中心就是有这弟兄侠勒和约瑟亚，甚至于一个新的一代，他们全心跟随主。
And the core of this story is that Joshua and Caleb led these new generation to follow the Lord.
是，那所以我们想，我们今天一同看看这个故事。
So I would like for us to look at their story today.
那当然，这不过只是不只是一个故事而已，这对我们来讲是一个极大的鼓励。
And their story is not just a story, but also a great encouragement to us.
我们主对我们今天也要叫我们全心跟随他。
The Lord also is calling us to follow after Him wholly as well.
所以他主不只是只在那里呼召两个弟兄，不，他是呼召一个整个新的一个世代，好来全心跟随他。
The Lord is not only calling two brothers to wholly follow after Him, but He's calling an entire generation, His people.
这也包括我们这些人，全心跟随主。
Which includes us. He's calling us to also wholly follow after Him.
所以圣经里给我们一个图画，在将来有一天，那么在锡安山上有144,000个人，他们是和羔羊站在一起的。
The Bible gives us this illustration that one day at the mountains of Zion, 144,000 will be there with the Lamb.
那这些144,000人呢？他们是羔羊，随便往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
These 144,000 went wherever the Lamb went.
所以我们实在是感谢主，但愿我们每一个人到时候都是在这144,000人的里面。
And I pray that we, all of us, will be amongst the 144,000.
从我们开始，我们还是读两段圣经。
Before we begin, let's read a couple passages from the Bible.
那第一节呢，就是我们提到好几次的以赛亚书第60章第15节。
First is Isaiah chapter 60 verse 15.
你虽然被撇弃、被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为历代的喜乐。
Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you an object of pride forever, or eternal excellence, a joy from generation to generation.
这是第一段。第二段呢，请我们翻到约书亚记第14章。
The next passage is in Joshua, verse chapter 14.
第14章第六节。那我们这读长一点，第六节到第十四节。
Joshua chapter 14 verse 6 to 16.
那我读一段中文，我们弟兄读一段英文哈。
I'll read in Chinese and then our brother will read in English.
我们也可以一句一句的这样读，好吧？
We'll read verse by verse.
对，那时约书亚记第14章第六节。
Joshua 14, verse 6.
那这个故事的背景呢，是他们已经进了迦南了。那进了迦南以后，大概是7年以后，那个时候约书亚需要把迦南地分给每一个 tribe， 需要给分给各支派。那那个时候呢，迦勒就来。
So a bit of background on what was happening during this time. The Israelites have already entered into the land of Canaan. It's been 7 years. And now Joshua was dividing up the land amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. And Caleb has come with a request.
迦勒呢是犹大支派里面的一个。
And Caleb was from the tribe of Judah.
Yeah, 所以我在这读哈。那时犹大人来到基甲。见约书亚有基尼喜族也夫尼的儿子迦勒对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴利亚只做我与你， 对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。
Then the sons of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, on account of you and me in Kadesh Barnea.
第七节，耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。
I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea.To spy out the land, and I brought word back to him as it was in my heart.
第八节，然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Nevertheless, my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully.
第九节，当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙，永远为业。因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
So Moses swore on that day, saying, The land on which your foot has walked shall certainly be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully.
第十节，自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走，看啊，现在我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战，是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在也如何，还是如何。
And now behold, the Lord has let me live, just as he spoke, these 45 years from the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am 85 years old today.I am still as strong today as I was on the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now. For war and for going out and coming in.
第十二节，求你将耶和华那日应许我的这三地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大的坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day that Anakim were there with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out just as the Lord has spoken.
于是约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。
So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance.
第十四节，所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully.
对，那我想请弟兄姊妹注意一下哈，这个加勒这一段话里面提到。专心跟从耶和华我的神提到了三次。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to draw your attention to this phrasing, he followed the Lord God of Israel fully, which was mentioned three times.
第一次是他说到他自己，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
The first time that it is mentioned is in verse 8 when he says, But I follow the Lord my God fully.
但马上下一节呢，他就说摩西说的，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
The next time it's mentioned is in verse 9, where Moses says to him, "You have followed the Lord my God fully."
那第三次呢，是这一段的最后一节第十四节，那个时候是约书亚记的作者所记下来，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
And the third mentioning can be found in verse 14, where the author of Joshua mentions, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully.
所以我们当读这一节的时候知道加勒心自己还有摩西觉得还有约书亚记的作者就是圣灵他也觉得那有一件事情来定了这个加勒他的心什么呢就是他专心跟从耶和华 원하신.
So all three, Caleb himself, Moses, and the author, all ascribe this to Caleb. That is, he followed the Lord of God Israel fully.
那这个这句话不只是 用在加勒的身上，也用在约书亚的身上。
Now this description is not only used with Caleb, but also with Joshua.
我们看民数记第32章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 32.
那这是摩西说的。
And this is what Moses said.
Yeah. 对不起，是耶和华说的。我就读一下第十节和十节，十一节，十一节和十二节，民数记32章，十一节和十二节。
Actually, this was spoken by the Lord, and let's look at verses 11 and 12.
对，凡从白皮上来20岁以外的人，断不得看见我对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
None of the men who came up from Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, for they did not follow me fully.
第十二节，我有基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子迦勒和嫩的儿子约书亚可以看见，因为他们专心跟从我。
Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have followed the Lord fully.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. These are our passages for today. Have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把我们所读到的这几节圣经，我们仰望在你的面前。Lord,
we commit these verses that we just read before you.
主啊，求你给我们一个谦卑的灵，打开我们的心，让我们可以看见当初这些弟兄他们在你的面前他们的心是如何。Lord,
may you give us a spirit of humility and open our hearts so that we may be able to see the condition of these two brothers.
主啊，我们也求你借着这些故事激励我们，好让我们可以专心跟从你。Lord,
may you encourage us through their stories that we may be able to follow after you fully.
所以主啊，求你在往下这段时间当中，求你特别与我们同在。
Lord, in this time, may you be with us.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们前面两次我们说过了。 这个耶和华他的心呢，是要让他的城，虽然以前被撇弃，他要他的城，这个耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
Yeah, I've heard before, brothers and sisters, that God had it in His heart to change His city, which was once forsaken and despised, into one of eternal excellence and joy of generations.
那么等到我们读到菲拉铁菲教会的时候，你要看，我们就看，对不起，还是在以赛亚六十章附近啊，到62章中，我们看到这个耶和华有一个心，他呢，就是他的仆人来，要在耶路撒冷城上建造设立守望，好让。 他们让神不休息，让神做工，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。We
see also in Isaiah 62 that the Lord also had in His heart to set watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem, to keep watch.
但等到我们读到那腓拉铁菲教会的时候，我们看到那个主耶稣跟他们讲，说是你们要继续得胜，那么我要把我神的名字。 那我神的城的名字和我的名字写在你们的身上。And
we look to the Church of Philadelphia, the Lord said to them that they must continue to overcome, and if they do, the Lord will write His name, the name of His city, Jerusalem, on them.
可是在那段话里面主提到就是说我神诚的名，那我们中文上打了一个括弧，就是有一个解释。
So in those verses about the Church of Philadelphia, the Lord said, I will write the name of my city. In the Chinese translation, there is a further explanation in parentheses.
那我想可能英文也是一样，他是说这城啊，就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷。
As in the English translation, there's the same footnote, but this city is the city of Jerusalem that will descend from heaven.
所以等到在菲拉铁菲教会的时候，我们主耶稣所指到的那个神呢，并不是那个物质的耶路撒冷，乃是一个天上降下来的耶路撒冷，是新耶路撒冷。
So when the Lord mentioned the name of my city is not speaking to the physical city of Jerusalem on earth, but the heavenly Jerusalem from heaven.
那换句话说，我们主耶稣所提到的是那一个新耶路撒冷，是神心目中的教会。
This new Jerusalem is also synonymous with the Lord's church.
那是说到神心目中的，是天上的耶路撒冷，是新耶路撒冷。
This new Jerusalem is from heaven.
所以当我们回头来看以赛亚书六十章十五节说的，所以神说我要使你啊变成永久的永远的荣华和累代的喜乐。当神这样说的时候，他不是说实话，他不是指着那个地上的那个耶路撒冷。
So when the Lord said he would make his city Jerusalem in eternal excellence and enjoy from generation to generation, he was not talking about the physical city.
那他是说到他对他自己百姓的一个 expectation.
But he was talking about his own expectation for his people.
也对他自己百姓的一个应许
as well as a promise for his people.
所以当我们读那一段的时候，我们心里不要想到在巴勒斯坦那个物质上的那个耶路撒冷。
So when we're talking about this Jerusalem that's mentioned, let us not connect it with the physical city that's in Palestine today.
对，我们是要想到神心目中他所要的他的百姓的聚集，就是他心目中所要的教会。
What the Lord wants, the place where His people will gather, is that New Jerusalem.
对，所以当我们读到读了那个腓拉铁菲教会的时候，我们主是白纸写黑字的告诉我们，他所说的是天上的耶路撒冷，是那一个新耶路撒冷，是神心目中的教会。
Because it's written clearly in black and white here, when he talks about the Church of Philadelphia, that this New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven from God.
是，所以是，这是天上的的耶路撒冷，是新耶路撒冷，是神自己的教会。
It's the heavenly Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem, the Church of God.
所以是我们记得这个是。这段话是主对腓拉铁菲教会所说的。
These are the words that the Lord said to the Church of Philadelphia.
所以三件事情在这一段里面，一个是神自己的教会，一个是天上的耶路撒冷，一个是新耶路撒冷，这都说到同一件事，神自己的教会。
So there's three things to note here: the Church of God, the Heavenly Jerusalem, and the New Jerusalem. They're all speaking to the same thing.
那当然我们知道这新耶路撒冷，这天上的耶路撒冷，神所要的这么样的完全，是我们心里面所羡慕的，心里面我们的往那个方向走的目标。
So this new Jerusalem, this Jerusalem that comes out of heaven, is in our hearts something that we are aspiring to, that we're moving towards.
但是无论如何，神是说到他自己的教会。
But in any case, the Lord is speaking about his own church.
说到那个心腹，
He's talking about that bride.
说到那个新耶路撒冷。
He's talking about that New Jerusalem.
是从天而降。
A Jerusalem that comes out of heaven.
是属灵的。
It's a spiritual city.
不是属物质的。
It's not a material city.
所以这一点我想特别跟弟兄姊妹说明。所以当神说我要使你只要使耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华和 累代的喜乐。神不是说到将来将来将来预言中间的事，神不是，神的意思是说我们今天就要这样。
When the Lord is telling us that he wants to make us into that new Jerusalem with eternal excellence and joy for generations, he's not talking about a far off prophecy. He's asking us today to be like this.
Yeah, 感谢主，我想这个是我们需要摸到神的心。
So brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we have touched God's heart.
历史历代有许许多多的圣徒听了他的话。
And throughout history, many saints have hearkened to his words.
Yeah, 他们不一定读到了这一段圣经，可是他们心里知道神所要的教会就是这样，永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
The past saints may not necessarily read these verses exactly, but they had it in their hearts, knew in their hearts that the Lord wanted this new Jerusalem, this eternal excellence and joy of generations.
对，写在圣经里面的故事就是腓拉铁菲。
And once what the story written in the Bible is the story of Church of Philadelphia.
Yeah, 摆在这些当年的的使徒们心里的啊，摆在比如说使徒保罗心里的，就是这么样一个图画，就是教会是基督的身体，是充满万有者所充满的。
The picture that was set in the hearts of these saints of the apostles was the Church of God, who is filled by one who is full.One who is all in all.
The body of Christ.
Oh, the body of Christ
is 基督的身体，是充满万有者所充满。
The body of Christ that is filled with him who fills all in all.
对，而且对，在哥罗西书的时候也是这样说，是在那里，基督是一切，而且也在一切之内，也在个人之内。
It's written in the Colossians as well that he is all in all and fills all in all.
所以弟兄姊妹，这不是遥远的事情，是今天神对我们的鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, this is not a far off thing that we're talking about. This is encouragement for the present.
对，我心里很感谢主，我们弟兄昨天给我们的信息，神的儿子要带领众子进入荣耀。
Very thankful for the sharing from my brother last night.When he mentioned that the Lord's will is to lead many sons into glory.
那弟兄姊妹，你说这是说到永远呢，将来的事情呢，还是说到今天的事情？
Brothers and sisters, is do you think that he's talking about some far off distant future, or is he talking about today?
说到我们今天。
It's talking about us today.
所以我们实在很感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
Yeah. 所以今天我们刚才所读到的这加勒和约书亚的故事。
So we just read through the stories of Caleb and Joshua.
那我们知道，这个神借着摩西把以色列的百姓从埃及带出来。
We know that the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt through Moses.
对，那个时候以色列的百姓在埃及已经待了450年。
By that time, the Israelites had been in Egypt for 450 years.
那这些年间他们是做奴隶的，做外邦人，是奴隶，是埃及人看起来是外邦人，是埃及人的奴隶的后来。
To the Egyptians, they were outsiders and they served as slaves to them.
他们那时候没有圣经。
At that time, there was no Bible.
那他们所知道的神是和他们的关系是他们知道什么呢？
So what knowledge do they have of God then?
那大部分都没有的。
They had almost no knowledge.
那埃及是满了偶像。
And Egypt was filled with idols.
可是感谢主，这世世代代以来，神至少让他们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
But we thank the Lord that even through the centuries, they remembered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那不是每个人，至少每一个族里面，每一个支派里面，他们的有一些人是感谢主，神把他的当年在百姓中间所做的事情留给他们。
Maybe
口口相传。
Maybe not every single is Israelite, but we thank the Lord that members of each tribe, the Lord had preserved what he had done to their forefathers.
对，尤其是有一些人在圣经里面说他们是 leader， 每一个支派的首领，那他们呢，我们是在相信这是历史历代以前的中间450年中间，神把这个在他们中间被 preserve 被那个存留。
So we could say that maybe these small groups of people from each tribe were leaders who the Lord preserved His word through them.
我们记得摩西的故事。那摩西等到他80岁，在旷野里面已经牧羊40年。当耶和华跟他见面的时候，耶和华说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神。”
We know the story of Moses, how he spent 40 years in the wilderness.As a shepherd, when he was 80, he encountered the Lord, and the Lord said to him, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那摩西知道他是讲什么。
And Moses knew who he was referring to.
Yeah, 所以我们感谢主，有这么一件小小的这件事情存留在以色列的百姓当中。
So you see, the Lord had preserved these small details, this information within these people.
Yeah, 所以当那个神差遣摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来的时候，其中有60万的男丁，其他的妇女和孩子加起来大概200万。
So when the Lord sent Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, there were around 600,000 men, not including women and children.
对，那所以在那一代带出来的，他们对神的那个对神知道的非常非常有限。
So, their, the extent of their knowledge of the Lord was very limited.
对，所以只有这个每一个支派的有一些他们称为首领的，他们知道这些事情，其他老百姓都不知道。
The knowledge of God was limited to only the leaders, small group of leaders in each tribe, but for the most part, general people did not know much about God.
这历史历代，他们是做奴隶，好几代。
But for many generations, they served as slaves in Egypt.
那同时埃及呢，四面都是偶像。
And Egypt was full of idols.
所以当他们被带出来的时候，
So when they were led out of Egypt,
那神说了一句很特别的话。
The Lord said something very, very particular.
对，神要摩西跟法老说。
And the Lord wanted Moses to say to Pharaoh.
对，他说呀，他说你跟法老说，以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
The Lord told Moses to say to Pharaoh, "This is the Israel is my son, my firstborn."
那弟兄姊妹，这个是个很特别的一句话。
But this is a very special thing.
当然，法老是听不进去的。
In these words, Pharaoh could not.Listen.
但是这是神告诉摩西的，是摩西记的。
But these are the words given to Moses from God.
这个是在出埃及记第四章第22节。
You can find this in Exodus chapter 4 verse 22.
你要对法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
Then you shall say to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord says, Israel is my son, my firstborn.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，好好想想这句话。
Brothers and sisters, carefully think upon these words.
什么叫做儿子？
What is a son?
儿子是一个爱的关系，一个生命的关系。
Son, the son is a matter of love and life.
什么叫做长子？
What is the firstborn?
长子是一个说到一个责任。
The firstborn speaks to a type of responsibility.
长子也说到一个代表。
And the firstborn is also a type of representation.
所以耶和华是跟让摩西知道，他说的这个以色列呢是我的儿子，是我爱他，是我爱这个以色列的百姓。
So the Lord said,to Moses, to Pharaoh, that these people are the people that I love.
但是主说以色列是我的长子。
But he also said, Israel is my firstborn.
他以后要承担我的责任。
One day they will take up responsibility.
对，我有责任要交代给他们。
I have responsibilities that I must entrust to them.
同时，所谓什么叫长子呢？ 你会想到有既然有长子，还有次，还有老二，还有老三，还有老四。
We talk about the firstborn, naturally we'll think of, well, there's a firstborn, there's also a secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn, so on.
那所以地上的各族呢，他们呢要看长子的。
So all these tribes, they have to think about, look to the firstborn.
对，那以色列是我的长子。
And Israel was the Lord's firstborn.
他要代表我。
He would represent God.
他要代表我的见证。
They would represent God's testimony.
以后世上的万国，他们都要来尊重我，他们都要有一天，他们都要做我的儿子。
All the nations of the world will one day come to respect me and be my children, my sons.
但是长子就是使这些人来归向我的这个是以色列。
But out of these sons, there is Israel, the firstborn.
是对，是他，因为他，所以其他的世上的各万族都要尊重我。
That through Israel, the firstborn, all nations will come to respect me.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是耶和华对以色列的一个期望。
So brothers and sisters, this is an expectation that the Lord had towards Israelites.
只记得以色列那时候已经在外邦，在埃及已经做了450年的奴隶了。
So remember that the Israel had been serving as slaves in Egypt for 450 years at that time.
那新的一代完全不知道这个耶和华跟他们的关系。
The new generation that arose knew nothing of the relationship they had with the Lord.
就是对，就是那个时代的人，我不该说新的 generation， 是那一个时代的人，根本不但不知道跟耶和华跟他们的关系。
But to put it more specifically, it's the generation at that time. They knew nothing of their relationship with God.
但是耶和华说，他们要是我的长子。
But the Lord said, Israel is my firstborn.
因为我要使他们做我的长子。
The Lord said, I will make them my firstborn.
那以后我的责任要交给他。
One day I will pass on these responsibilities, yeah, duties to them.
我的见证也交给他们。
And they will be my witness. They will be And they will represent me amidst the nations.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是在那个时候，耶和华告诉摩西，要叫摩西去跟法老讲。
So brothers and sisters, these are the words that God gave to Moses to convey to Pharaoh.
所以这件事情让你想是你想是就人来想，就是你没办法想到这个。
If we think from our old self, our old man, we're unable to even imagine this.
对，但是神的心意就是这样。
But this is the will of God.
你们虽然不行，但是我要把我的责任交给你。
Even though the people could not do this, the Lord still was going to give the responsibilities to the people of Israel.
对，你们还要做我的见证。
They will be his witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？你知道我们耶和华神他的心意啊，他的 heart， 他的胸怀，不只是在以色列而已。
Brothers and sisters, we must know that the heart of our Lord is not solely just on Israel.
但是以色列是一个他心里边一个有非常重的地位。
But in the heart of the Lord's heart, the people of Israel holds a very special place.
那在创世纪十二章主对耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，他说啊，他说我要祝福你，你要成为别人的祝福。
In Genesis chapter 12 verse 3, the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, "I will bless those, and I will bless you, and the earth will be blessed through you."
对。这是地上的万族都要因为你而得福。
All the nations on the earth will be blessed through you.
所以我们耶和华神他心里面有两个负担。一个负担是他要祝福这个亚伯拉罕。
So there's two burdens Lord had in his heart. The first one is that he wanted to bless Abraham.
第二，他要经过亚伯拉罕，他要祝福地上的万国。
And the second part is that he would bless the nations through Abraham. We know that when Abraham offered his son Isaac to the Lord returned his son, returned Isaac to Abraham and said, through your seed the nations will be blessed.
所以耶和华不但要让亚伯拉罕知道他祝福他, 而且耶和华要让亚伯拉罕知道神的心在世上的万国。
Not only did the Lord want Abraham to know that he would bless him, but also he also wanted to know that the nations of the world will be blessed through him.
但有一句话呢,是在以赛亚书的, 这是很有意思的一句话, 我看, 以赛亚书19章25节。
We turn to Isaiah chapter
19:25。
This verse tells us the Lord was not only thinking of Israel.
19:25,
In Isaiah chapter 19, the last verse, verse 25.
因为万军之耶和华赐福给他们，说：埃及是我的百姓，亚述是我手中的工作，以色列是我的产业，都有福了。The
Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance.
那什么意思呢？就是神的心呢，他是要赐福给埃及，是埃及也是我的百姓。
What does this mean, the Lord, that the Lord wanted to bless Egypt, and he called Egypt my people?
那神也要祝福亚述，那神说亚述是我手中的工作。
The Lord also wanted to bless Assyria, calling them the work of his hands.
但是神说，这个以色列是我的产业。
But finally, the Lord said, Israel is my inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做产业？ 产业是代表他的。
Brothers and sisters, what is inheritance? Inheritance is representative of God.
对，假如我要开一个店的话，我那店上的写了我的名字。
For instance, if I open up a store, the store would have my name.
对，所以这个产业是代表这个主人的。So
the inheritance is representative of the owner.
所以感谢主，让我们看见神的心是何等的广大。So
praise the Lord that the Lord's heart is so broad.
对，埃及是我的百姓。
He considers Egypt his people.
那亚述是我手中的工作。And
in Syria, the work of his hands.
但是以色列是我的产业，以色列代表我。But
Israel is my heritage, my representative.
对啊，所以我们感谢主，这是神的心。We
thank the Lord that this is in his heart.
那，所以当神 对以色列说你是我的长子的时候，神把一个极大的责任放在他们的身上。
So we think back and we see when the Lord says that Israel is my firstborn, Israel has an immense responsibility.
但神也把他自己的见证托给这个以色列的人。
But the Lord also gave his testimony to the Israelites.
所以你们今天什么都不知道，但是我很快的就要让你们知道，你们是要代表我。
So at the time the Lord may say, you may know nothing of me, but in a short amount of time, I will show you all that I am.
所以弟兄姊妹，当时间过来的时候，我想每一次，加勒想到这个，每一次约书亚想到这个，每一次摩西想到这个，他们都marvel，他们都是惊奇神的一个很高很高的一个意念。
So after, throughout time, when Caleb, Joshua, Moses remembered this, they must have marveled at this noble thought of God.
对，神的旨意是何等的崇高。The
will of God is high and noble.
那神的心怀是何等的广大。And
the heart of the Lord is broad and far-reaching.
所以感谢主，这个是神对以色列百姓的期望。We
thank the Lord that this is the expectation the Lord had for Israel.
那另外一个事情呢，也是当他们出埃及之后第一年，神就开始给他们律法，神就开始给他们帐幕。
And another thing, The Lord, the year after they left Egypt, the Lord gave him the law.
那这个律法呢，不是说要告诉他们说你以后做事，要在这个框框里面做事。
The law's purpose wasn't to tell Israelites you have to work within the confines of this, of these parameters.
对，那这个会幕呢，也不是说哦，你们以后要抬着这个，不管到哪里去都要抬着这个走，住在这个里面。
And giving him the tabernacle, the Lord was not saying you have to carry this everywhere because I only live there.
因为神对他们有一个，所有的这些事上，神对他们有一个更高的旨意。
But above all these things, Lord has even greater, even higher will. Higher purpose.
这个对，这是出埃及记第十九章第六节。
In Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
Yeah. 19章第6节，他说：“你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。”这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
对，弟兄姊妹，想想那个时候，这个60万的男丁，还有将近200万人，他们对神基本上什么都不知道，他们以前的生活的四周围都是偶像。
Brothers and sisters, think about the 600,000 people and everybody there, and the environment they were in full of idols all around.
对，但是神说，他说你们要做君尊的祭司，圣洁的国民。
The Lord, despite all that, the Lord told them, you will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
那这个你们呢，也不是说你们中间的少数人，让你们中间的全部都要做君尊的祭司。
He wasn't saying a few, select few of you will become a priest, but he's saying the entire nation shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
祭司的意思是说你们实在是要侍奉我，你们实在是要跟我 very close.
Being a priest means that not only serving me, but being close to me.
对，那什么叫圣洁呢？圣洁的意思就是你要跟世上的万族万民你要有分别。
What does it mean to be a holy nation? It means to be separated out from all the other nations in the world.
对，以后所有的偶像你不能再有了。He
says you can no longer worship any of the idols of this world.
所有的愚昧的这个肮脏的事情你不能再有了。
You must no longer engage in the foolish and the corrupted things of this world.
而且这个又是他不是说一两个人就算了，他是要你们全部做个。 君尊的祭司，圣洁的国民。
He was requiring not just a few, but the entire country, the entire nation to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，你想想看，神对以色列百姓的心意何等的崇高。
So brothers and sisters, think about how noble, how high the Lord's expectation was for Israel.
对，你们要完全的干净，你们要做圣洁的国民。
He called them to be a pure and holy nation.
就你们跟我要有一个特别的关系，叫做君尊的祭司。
The Lord wanted a very special relationship with him, a priest, a kingdom of priests.
所以感谢主，这个是神对以色列百姓的心意，第一年就告诉他们。
Thank the Lord, this was the Lord's will for the people of Israel. He revealed it to them on their first year out of Egypt.
可是当我们读圣经的时候，知道这个在出埃及记的第一年、第二年，以色列人就显得他们跟不上。But
unfortunately, just after 2 years of Egypt, when the Lord revealed all these things to them, it was evident that they can not keep up with the Lord.
那我们知道他们说没有饭吃，他们要吵；没有水喝，他们要吵。
They would murmur and grumble whenever they didn't have food to eat, whenever they were didn't have any water to drink, they would grumble at the Lord.
可是问题是,
but the core problem was that their hearts were always going back towards Egypt.
那我没有时间说了，你若是读那个出埃及记，你就知道，一次一次一次，他们都说，我们，你帮我造一个牛犊。
Time after time, in Exodus, we see the people of Israel asking for the image of the calf to be made so they, and wanting to go back to Egypt.
那这些牛犊呢是埃及的神。
This golden calf is an idol, a god from the land of Egypt.
所以以色列百姓说你帮我他看摩西四十年没下山他说你帮我们做一个他就跟亚伦讲帮我们做一个这个一个金牛犊来带领我们。
When they saw that Moses did not descend to the mountain for 40 days, they turned to Aaron and said, make for us a golden calf for us to worship.
那当他们有十二个探子进了进的去探迦南第二年啊进迦南去探迦南。那回来之后呢就有十个探子说不这是太难了我们进不去的。
And in the second year, when the 12 spies were sent out to, spy out the land of Canaan, and when they returned, 10 of the 12 said, no, we cannot enter these lands.
那么这个男丁啊这很多很多男丁就是那里是在那争闹说不他为什么你哎为什么摩西你为什么把我们带到这个地方来你应该把我们带回让我们回埃及去。
And there were, all the men started to, complain and to rouse up speaking against Moses and why did you bring us out here into the wilderness? You should bring us back to Egypt.
那一个最厉害一句话呢是在民数记的十六章有一群人叫做可拉党和大丹亚比伦。
The most interesting thing is in Numbers
16.
对。
在哪 ?Right. Okay. 我民数记十六章说到可拉党。
Numbers chapter 16, it speaks of the sect of Korah.
Yeah. Korah, yes. 那么这里他们跟摩西争的时候说了一句话。
And when this sect was fighting, conflicting with Moses, they said this.
那第十六章第十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 14.
Okay. 第十三节。你将我们从流奶与地之地领上来要在旷野杀我们。啊然后第十四节那你没有将我们领到流奶与地之地也没有把田地葡萄园给我们为产业。
If you look at verse 13, is it not enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to have us die in the wilderness? And in verse 14, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey.Nor have you given us any inheritance of fields and vineyards.
这弟兄姊妹，流奶与蜜之地对他们是什么意思呢
？Brothers and sisters, what does this mean? A land of flowing with milk and honey. What does this mean to them?
对，流奶与蜜之地，当神要把这个迦南赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔的时候，神说的流奶与蜜之地，绝对不只是说有好吃的，有好喝的，绝对不是这个意思。
When the Lord promised to bring the people of Israel to a land of milk and flowing with milk and honey, he's not speaking just about having good things to eat.
当然神会给他们供养但是神有更深的意思流奶与蜜之地。
Of course, the Lord will provide for their needs, but there's a deeper meaning behind this land of flowing with milk and honey.
这是神的同在。
That is the presence of God, God being with them.
那神的灵自己带领他们。
The God's Spirit leading them personally.
每一天都有从神那里来的供应。
And each and every day, provision will come directly from God.
让他们没有一点缺乏。
That they may be lacking in nothing.
所以流奶与蜜之地更真实的意思是神和他们之间的属灵的关系。
So, more accurately, a land flowing with milk and honey speaks to the Lord's relationship with them.
但是那一代的这些男丁他们心里所想的流奶与蜜之地呢，就是水和草。
But the men of that generation, when they heard this land flowing with milk and honey, all they can think of is good land and water.
对，那还有呢，这个牛，它可以有奶给我们吃，那么有蜜给我们喝。
They literally thought of, oh, there will be a lot of cows that will provide us with milk, and there will be a lot of honey for us to eat.
所以他们说。你把我们从流奶与蜜之地带过来，你应该把我们带到流奶与蜜之地去。可是你现在把我们放在中间，我们前也不能，后也不能。
They complained to Moses, said, "You told us you'd bring us to a land of flowing with milk and honey, but you have not brought us to that place. Now we're stuck in between. We're nowhere."
所以他们是脑子里面所想牛奶之地之地，就像埃及一样。
In their minds, land flowing with milk and honey was like the land of Egypt.
对，与神之间的关系完全不在他们的思想。
They were completely oblivious to the deeper meaning, the relationship with God.
完全没有想到神在他们身上所要成就的。
They were oblivious to God's will and what he wanted to accomplish on them.
但完全没有想到神是要叫他们出来做长子。
They were oblivious to the fact the Lord called them to be his firstborn.
神完全没有想到神要他们做君尊的祭司，圣洁的国民。
And they were oblivious to how God wanted them to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
他们脑子里面只有想到埃及那边的水，埃及那边的草，埃及那边的食物。
Their minds were filled with the pastures, the flowing waters, and the foods of Egypt.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他们十二个探子进迦南出来之后，当他们这样争闹的时候，神就说：“你们不能进迦南。”
So after the 12 spies came out, and when the 10 and all the other men were being roused up and complaining to Moses, the Lord said to them, "You will not enter into the land of Canaan."
你要是很 casually 来读圣经，你以为哦，耶和华生气了。
If you just read the Bible these verses casually, you might get the impression the Lord is angry.
但是你真正想想，神在他们身上的旨意，看看他们是不可能成就的。
But if you think carefully from the Lord's perspective, he sees these people who did not have faith and said, "These people cannot enter. They are not ready."
对，他们心里老是想到埃及。
Because their hearts are continually on Egypt.
他们没有想到神的目的。
They were not thinking on the purpose, the objective of God.
他们没有想到神在他们身上崇高的一个目的。
They were not thinking about God's noble, this high a purpose that he had for them.
他没有想到神要带他们到迦南地里头去，让神让他们可以做真正的圣洁的国民，君尊的祭司，成为外邦人的祝福，成为他的长子。
Their minds were not on the Lord taking them to the land of Canaan to become a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, where they would be a blessing to the nations, where they will be the firstborn of God.
所以当他们这样伤神的心的时候，神说了一句话。
So when they brought sorrow to the heart of God, the Lord said this to them.
民数记十四章第二十节。
Numbers 14:22.
对，第二十和二十一节。
Sorry, verse 20 and 21.
耶和华说：“我照着你的话赦免了他们，因为那个时候，摩西就在神的面前去祈求，说：主啊，你不要放弃，你不要放弃他们，你不要放弃我们。神说：我照你的话，我赦免他们。
In verse 20 says, so the Lord said, I have forgiven them in accordance with your word. This was after Moses pleaded to God, says, don't give up on us, don't let us go. So the Lord said, I have forgiven them.
对，但是二十一节，神说：然而我只做我的永生启示，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
I forgive them in accordance with your word, and the Lord says, however, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思？
What does this mean, brothers and sisters?
在前途，以色列百姓前途最暗淡的时候。
This is the darkest time, the darkest time that the Israelites are going through.
就神，以色列的百姓那一代，他们的男丁心完全在埃及，没有在神的目的上。
The people, the men of that time,their hearts were completely on Egypt, not on the Lord.
神知道神的他自己的以色列百姓中间的心意，在这些人的这一代的人身上得不到的。
In regards to God's own purpose, he knew that this generation could not fulfill it.
那神说你们要在这个旷野待，一直待到再待38年，只等到第40年，你们才能进迦南。
So the Lord said to them, you will wander in the wilderness for 38 years, and until the 40th year, I will not take you into the land of Canaan.
你们这一代的男丁都不能进去。
says this generation will not enter into the land of Canaan.
所以在前途最暗淡的时候，神说了一句话，但是，哦，我只做我的永生启示，这就是遍地都要被我的荣耀所充满。
So during this low point, this darkest time, during their sojourn, the Lord said to them, "However, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord."
这弟兄姊妹，了不起的事。
But this is an amazing thing.
神说遍地都要为我的荣耀所充满。
All the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord.
是我自己的百姓有这样的一个 setback， 有这么样一个失败，有这么样一个不可能，但是我他们的下一代要进入迦南，天地都要被我的荣耀所充满。
The Lord saw this generation and said they're impossible, they're unable to do this. But then the Lord said, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord in the next generation.
弟兄姊妹，这个是约瑟亚和加勒40岁的时候所发生的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this transpired during the 40th, when Joshua and Caleb were 40 years old.
对，那时候他们刚刚出埃及第二年。
This was in the second year after they left Egypt.
那然后从第二年一起到第40年，那个他们在旷野里面的经过呢，圣经没有详细提到。
And during the time between the second year and that 40th year, and whatever transpired during this time period, the Bible did not record the specifics.
那最后一年，感谢主所提到的，就在生命记里面。
The final 40th year, we thank the Lord, is recorded in Deuteronomy.
对，所以那么在那个38年的旷野中间呢，没有什么提到。
But there was nothing mentioned during these 38 years of wandering the wilderness.
但是我们感谢主，我们看到我们看到一件事情，就是在38年里面新的一代起来了。
But we do see one thing, that during these 38 years, a new generation was raised up.
感谢主，到了38年的年底，就是他们出埃及以后的第40年，他们是 ready。
But in the 38th year, which is the 40th year after they came out of Egypt, the new generation was ready.
那神就是约书亚就带领他们进了迦南。
And Joshua led them into the land of Canaan.
所以我们刚才所读的那个约书亚记14章，加勒对约书亚说的话，那里就把这一段38年里面的事情，给了我们一个 idea， 一个图画。
So from the words that Caleb said to Joshua in Joshua 14, we can get an idea of what happened during those 38 years.
对，38年。
38, yes. During those 38 years.
对，那里头，约书亚基本上跟加勒基本跟约书亚说，因为那个时候约书亚已经是大将军了，他是所有以色列新的一代60万的男丁，新的一代60万男丁，那约书亚是他们的 leader，
所以
他们的
Joshua is this big general of the people of the people of Israel， and all the new generation followed after him， he was their leader。
对，那这个时候加勒就来跟约书亚讲，
and at this time we see Caleb approach Joshua with a request。
他说弟兄啊，他说你记得吗？38年以前，我们一起去看迦南。
He starts off and reminds Joshua and said, "Brother, remember 38 years ago, you and I both entered to spy out the land of Canaan?"
说我们那时候有12个弟兄，我们一起进去的。
There were 12 of us who went out into the land together.
不但是我们12个人，而且是我们12个弟兄。
It's not just 12 of us, but 12 brothers.
对，我实在心里很感谢主。加勒没有认为那十个探子是 bad guys. 加勒认为那十个探子是我的弟兄。
Thank the Lord that we see Caleb refer to these other 10 people, not as just 10 bad guys, but 10 brothers.
对，他说我们，那时候我们12个人进去，12个弟兄进去。
He said 12 of us, 12 brothers went into the land.
对，那但是我们出来的时候，我们中间有十个弟兄，他们说的一些话，让百姓的我们百姓的心melt， 心消化了。
And he said, do you remember what those 10 brothers said? What they said to the people melted the hearts of all the people.
到那个时候，他说我照我的心意来报告摩西。
But at that time, I reported all that was in my heart to Moses.
对，我感谢主，我们弟兄说的对，我心里面的一切的话，我都报告给摩西。
He indeed, he reported everything that was in his heart to Moses.
他说所以摩西那个时候说他说因为神对摩西说，他说因为约书亚呢，因为加勒呢，他是有另外一个灵全心跟随主，所以他以后能进去。
The Lord revealed to Moses that Caleb and Joshua, Caleb had a different spirit, and that's why he's allowed to enter into the land of Canaan.
对，那么然后加勒跟约书亚说，他现在45年过去了。
Caleb continued with Joshua and said, 45 years have passed.
神保守我，让我活了这个45年。
And the Lord has kept me throughout these 45 years.
那现在我85岁了。
But now I'm 85.
那我的力量跟我40岁的时候我的力量是一样。
My strength today is as it was when I was 40.
对，所以我现在的力量跟我当时的力量是一样。
As my strength was then, so it is now.
呀，我不管是出入，不管是征战，神都是我的力量。
Whether it's the coming in or coming out or going into battle, my strength is the same.
对，那或许那我等了那么久，他说或许神要使我得胜，可以把这个希伯伦拿下来。
And he said, perhaps the Lord will be with me to drive out these people out of the land of Canaan.
对，那希伯伦是当初我们上去的时候最难的，看起来最难的一个地方。
He, perhaps the Lord will be with me to drive out people out of Hebron. This is the place where it was seems to be the most difficult to go into.
对，我们当初上去的时候，我们有十个弟兄，他们回来说那里太难了，那里的人好高好大。那边城墙也坚固。
Since when we went to Hebron, we saw that the people were of great stature. There were fortified cities. It seems impossible to get into.
对，我们看我们自己像那蚱蜢一样，他们看我们也像蚱蜢一样。
He said, we appeared like grasshoppers to them, and we felt like grasshoppers amongst them.
对，他说这个是希伯伦。
He said, this is Hebron.
对，他说，可是呢，他说，若是主与我同在呢，就是主加我力量呢，我可以把这个地方拿下来。
But the Lord is with me and His strength is with me, I can take this place.
所以他跟约书亚讲说，弟兄，请你把这个山地交给我。
So Caleb was boldly requested that Joshua give him the land of Hebron.
那感谢主，我们的约书亚说，这圣经说，于是。约书亚为亚夫尼的儿子加勒祝福。
And so it says in the Bible,
13. Verse 13. Yeah, Joshua 14, verse 13.
So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance.
所以我心里很感谢主，约书亚不是说哦，希伯伦就给你了，不，约书亚祝福加勒，同时把希伯伦给他。
Thank the Lord that Joshua didn't say, "Fine, here you go." He said, "Joshua," it says, "Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb."
所以希伯伦，所以这个约书亚记的作者就说，希伯伦做了加勒的产业，直到今日。
So the author records this and says, "Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb."
因为他专心跟从耶和华。以色列的神。
Because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，当我们神对摩西说， 他说遍地要充满我的荣耀。
Thank the Lord when he said to Moses that all the earth will be filled with my glory.
什么人可以跟得上呢？
Who can do this? Who can possibly carry this out?
那谁的至少他的心里面能够跟得上呢？
Can even their hearts keep up with the Lord?
感谢主，这里有一个加勒。
We thank the Lord that there is someone like Caleb.
Yeah, 他的心是跟神在一起的。
His heart was with the Lord.
Yeah, 神啊，你当初要以色列的百姓做长子。
He said, because you remember that the Lord said Israel would be his firstborn.
Yeah, 你当初要以色列做圣洁的国民，君尊的祭司。
He knew the Lord wanted them to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
你当初要以色列的百姓进迦南。
And the Lord wanted to lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
那你在最我们最低落的时候，你说遍地要充满你的荣耀。
And in their lowest point, the Lord said, the whole earth will be filled with His glory.
主啊，你心里怎么想？我要全心跟随你。
And then Caleb said, whatever is in the heart of God, I will follow God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是加勒的心。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of Caleb.
这也是约书亚的心。
And this is also the heart of Joshua.
然后在看起来有38年的旷野，看起来我们这一辈子失败了，但是神说遍地要充满我的荣耀，这些弟兄相信了。
He says, for to us may appear of 38 years of wilderness, 38 years of failure, but to God, he says, the earth will be filled with his glory.
对，那么所以弟兄姊妹，好了，我们看哈，这个摩西的有两件事情，当然一件事情就是他全心跟随主。
So we see from Moses, one thing was that he followed after the Lord fully.
对，是这个，对不起，我应该说，加勒，好，加勒这个人，这第一件事，他全心跟随耶和华。
Caleb, the first thing we must know about Caleb is that he followed after the Lord fully.
因为不管是民数记也好，不管是约书亚记也好，每一次提到加勒，都是他全心或者专心跟从耶和华。
Whether it be in Numbers or Numbers or Joshua, whenever Caleb is mentioned, he's described as following the Lord God fully.
所以这个是关于加勒的第一件事。
This is the first thing.
那第一件对，第二件事呢，关于加勒是非常有意思的，非常看起来像个图画一样 ，picturesque。
It's a very, this first thing about Caleb that is very picturesque, thing about Caleb.
对，我应该说这样，关于加勒，弟兄姊妹记得两件事。第一，他是有另外一个灵全心跟随主。
First thing we should remember about Caleb is that he had a wholly different spirit and he followed the Lord God fully.
那这个 different spirit 就是另外一个灵，什么意思呢？就是我们人心啊，往往想到，这也是不可能，那也是不可能。
What is this different spirit? Well, the spirit we have usually is when we look at something, we say, this is impossible, that's impossible.
对，神啊，你为什么不帮我们做这个？你为什么不帮我们做那个？
Usually we think to ourselves, Lord, why don't you help me in this matter? Why don't you help me here?
对，你为什么把我们从那么有牛奶与蜜的埃及带出来，你为什么不把我们马上带进去？你为什么给我们那么多难处？
We'll complain to God and say, you take us out of the land of milk and honey like Egypt. You did not immediately bring us into the land of milk and honey. You've left us in the wilderness to experience hardship. Why?
但是加勒里面有另外一个灵，就是有他跟神之间的关系是有另外一个 spirit， 另外一个 organ。
But Caleb had a different spirit from this. He and God had this relationship. He had this organ that could unite with God's spirit, God's heart.
对，所以当别人都埋怨神的时候，他心里想：主啊，你是对的，神啊，你是对的。
When everybody else was complaining and grumbling, Caleb affirmed in his heart, God is right.
主啊，我要知道你在想什么。
Caleb wanted to know what God was thinking in his heart.
对，我要知道你对我们的意思是在哪里。
Caleb wanted to know God's purpose for them.
我们都得罪了你，我们都让你的心sad.
Caleb knew that they all have sinned against God and have saddened God's heart.
主啊，求你带领我们，成求你自己的旨意，让天地充满你的荣耀。
Caleb said, may you lead us to fulfill your will to bring your glory throughout all the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个另外的灵。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what it means to have a different spirit.
另外的灵，专心跟随主。
Having a different spirit to follow the Lord God fully.
主啊，你永远是对的。
To affirm in our heart the Lord is forever right.
对，主啊，你要我们所做的永远是对的。
Whatever the Lord wants to do, it's always the right thing.
主啊，求你带我往前。
Lord, may you continue to lead me forward.
在历史上有这几代下去有这么样一个人出来，名字叫大卫。
And a couple generations later, we have another figure who had the same heart, David.
大卫，圣经里面说大卫呢，他是 seek my heart. 他大卫是求我。和我心意的人，英文是说大卫是求我心意的人。
David had this heart that was after God's heart.
对，就是神的心往哪里走，大卫就是跟着，大卫是追寻着，大卫是 after 神的心。
Which means wherever God went, wherever God's heart was, David would pursue after that, would follow God's heart.
对，大卫想知道神你在想什么。
David wanted to know what was in God's heart.
神啊，你要我们做什么？
He wanted to know what God wanted his people to do.
主啊，你要我做什么？
He wanted to know what God wanted him to do.
所以当我想起来，我想当初这个加勒有另外一个灵全心跟随主，就像我们后来神说到大卫，大卫是 after my heart。
When I think about how Caleb is described as having a different spirit who followed after the Lord God fully, I'm reminded of David, who was after God's heart.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个对我们里面有一个极大的鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, this is a huge encouragement to us.
所以要求主给我们一个心，不要问神为什么为什么为什么，我们当然是说主啊，你要我们如何。
May we not have a heart that constantly asks why Lord, why this, why that, but...Rather, God, what is your will?
对，就你要我们，你要我，你要我们做什么？
A heart that after God's heart and asking what God wants us to do.
对，问我 me.
Oh God, what God wants me to do?
对，是我们非常非常个人的事情。
This is a very personal matter.
对，也是我们大家一起的事情。
It's also a matter for all of us together.
所以感谢主，神的意思是要遍地充满我的荣耀。
Thank God that His purpose is to fill the entire earth with His glory.
Yeah, 所以这个是关于他的第一件事。关于他的第二件事情呢，是这个东西，这个地方叫做希伯伦。
The second, so that was, that's the first matter. The second matter is regarding this place called Hebron.
那希伯伦呢，在希伯伦呢是我们知道他们那一代啊，在埃及长大到40岁哈，这些爱主的人，他们叫就是在每一个支派呢，他们是做首领。
So the first generation that grew up in Egypt, we know that there are these group of leaders in each tribe.
对，那么他们心里呢，我刚才跟大家讲过，他们心里至少知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
As I mentioned before, we know that these group of leaders knew at the very least who Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were.
你知道亚伯拉罕在迦南地，他跟神之间的关系发生最 intense 最强烈的地方在哪里？就是在希伯伦。
The most intense point of Abraham's walk with God happened in Hebron.
对，从亚伯拉罕从跟罗德分开之后，他住在希伯伦。
After Abraham parted ways with Lot, he settled in Hebron.
他跟麦基喜德的关系 在希伯伦。
What transpired between him and Melchizedek also happened in Hebron.
那神在他的晚上来跟他讲，叫他离开帐篷，说天上你数上天上，天上有多少星，你能数得过来，你以后的子孙就有那么多。这个是在希伯伦。
When the Lord called Abraham out of his tent to show him the stars of heaven, said that so the number of the stars, so will your descendants be. This also happened in Hebron.
那亚伯拉罕帮为了神生了一个儿子，神说这不是的，14年的时间没跟他讲话，这个是在希伯伦。
When the Lord told him that he would have a son, and Abraham went and had Ishmael, and then the Lord didn't speak to him for 14 years. This also happened in Hebron.
那么然后这个神要在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神来跟亚伯拉罕以撒跟撒拉说不，他说一年以后撒拉要为你生一个儿子，他的名字要叫以撒。这个是在希伯伦。
When the Lord finally came to Abraham when he was 99 and told him a year later your wife Sarah will bear you a son, this also happened in Hebron.
那神跟亚伯拉罕说，他说你这个儿子以斯玛利亚，我要让他 prosperous， 我要让他兴盛，我要让他昌大，可是我的约是要与以撒立。这个是在希伯伦。
When the Lord revealed to Abraham that I will make your son Ishmael greatin the land, but my covenant is with your son Isaac. When he told Abraham that this also happened in Hebron.
所有属灵的产业都是要在这个以撒还没有生出来，在以撒的身上，这个是在希伯伦。
All the things that would come to pass, this inheritance, the covenant with your Isaac, all happened before Isaac was born. This happened in Hebron.
那后来许多年以后，这个许多年以后，撒拉死了。撒拉死了，那么是哪里死的呢？是在希伯伦死的。那亚伯拉罕在希伯伦买了一块地，葬了撒拉。
Many years later, when Sarah passed away, Abraham bought a piece of land and in Hebron and buried Sarah there.
那以撒死了，葬在希伯伦。
When Isaac died, he was also buried in Hebron.
亚伯拉罕死了，葬在希伯伦。
So was Abraham.
那雅各他是在埃及死的。
Jacob died in Egypt, however.
对，他在埃及死的，可是他死的时候跟他的儿子那个约瑟说，他说我死了之后你要把我带回迦南。你要把我葬在希伯伦。
But before his passing, Jacob instructed his sons to bury him in Hebron.
所以不管亚伯拉罕，不管以撒，不管迦勒，这个雅各，神和他们的关系的一个 symbol， 一个中心，就是在希伯伦。
Be it Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, the Lord's relationship with them, the symbol.Is Hebron.
是，那这些东西都是在迦南里面。
All this happened.
都在迦南的心里。
All of this was in the heart of Caleb.
所以当迦南40岁的时候。
So when Caleb was 40 years old.
把神差遣，摩西差遣他们去探迦南。
And Moses sent him along with the 11 others to go into spy out the land of Canaan.
所以当他恰恰就来到这个地方叫做希伯伦。
Caleb came to this place called Hebron.
对，希伯伦是一个山地。
Hebron was a mountainous region.
对，当希伯伦当迦勒从远处看到希伯伦的时候
，But when Caleb saw from afar the land of Hebron,
他心里很激动。
He was moved.
呀，他说我的长辈，我们的先辈。神和他们在那里翻了，就是有一个 very intense 一个强烈的关系。
He said, "In this land, my Lord had this intense relationship with my forefathers."
啊，神带他们看见属天的事。
The Lord had led them to see the heavenly things.
神在那里 给他们，他跟他们之间的约。
The Lord made his covenant with them there.
那神跟他们的关系，我的父亲，我的祖先亚伯拉罕不能忘记，以撒不能忘记，雅各也不能忘记。
I cannot forget. He said he cannot forget what happened between God and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
这是他对希伯伦的印象。
So this is the impression. This is the impression he got of Hebron.
那不管希伯伦的这些敌人有多么的高大，有多么的强壮。
Regardless of how strong and how tall and big these enemies were in Hebron.
所以当他回去向摩西报告的时候，向以色列的百姓报告的时候，好，那是神给我们的，我们一定要去。这些人虽然强壮，但是神已经使他们成为我们的食物。
He still, when he was reporting to Moses, said, "The Lord will give us this land and will make these strong, tall people in this land our food."
弟兄姊妹，这个是希伯伦在迦勒身上的地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is where Hebron stood in the heart of Caleb.
所以在38年中间的时间很不容易的。
So during those 38 years of time was a very difficult time.
是38年是一个很长的时间。
38 years is quite a long time.
也没有一个人间的难处38年你碰不到的。每一个人间的难处你这38年你都会碰到。
All the difficulties that humans could experience, they've experienced within these 38 years.
对，这38年中间，这个加勒和约书亚他们必须带起一个新的一个世代。
But during these 38 years, Joshua and Caleb had to raise up a new generation.
当他40岁探迦南的时候，那个20岁以上的人都不能进迦南，20岁以下的人才能进迦南。
When Caleb came back from spying out the land, all those people who were 20 years and older at the time would not enter the land of Canaan, but all those who were younger would.
所以这个往下的这个38年的年中，当时20岁以下的人，或者还没生下的人，他们都要在这38年里面长大。
So during that year when Caleb was 40, all those who were 20 years or younger, or those who weren't even born yet.The 38 years that came after was when they were raised up.
新的一代必须要被带起来。
This new generation needs to be led, needs to be raised up.
那旷野里面很艰难。
And it was a difficult, arduous wilderness that they had to live in.
像你若是读那个诗篇91篇，你知道那旷野里面呢有瘟疫，有这个。毒蛇，有这个各样的网络。
If you read in Psalm 91, we know that in the wilderness there was disease, there was plagues, there were snakes, there were snares.
对，很难的，很非常艰难的。
It was a very, very difficult, trying place to live.
我们今年一年有这个 coronavirus, 我们就受不了了。那个时候40年。
It's only been a year of coronavirus that we've been going through, and we say we can't stand it anymore. But they went through 40 years of that.
Yeah, 是有各式各样的难处。
They face all sorts of difficulties.
这些年轻的孩子刚刚起来的时候，20岁或者20岁以下的孩子刚开始的时候，他们什么也不知道。
When these 20 years and younger, or people who haven't been born yet, when they first came into this world, they did not know anything of the world.
对他们和神之间。还没有什么关系呢。
Their relation with God was not really there yet.
他们还不懂得什么叫做神的话。
They did not know what God's word was.
他们看到这个十条诫命的时候，他们还不懂得这到底怎么回事。
When they saw these Ten Commandments, they did not really understand what they were for.
他们看到这会幕帐幕的时候，他们不知道这里头还有什么意思。
They did not know the purpose behind the tabernacle.
什么事情都要从零开始。
Everything had to start from zero.
所以当这些孩子们长大的时候
，So when these young generation grew up,
那跟我们现在一样，孩子们长大是不知道有多少的难处。
it's just like today when our young ones grow up, they don't know the difficulties that lie ahead.
Yeah, 不但是父母亲有难处，他们自己也有难处。
Their parents experience difficulties, but they will also experience difficulties.
那我们今天讲有男小孩年轻人有 depression， 那个时候的年轻人长大的时候，我想他们也照样有 depression。
We know that many young people are experience depression, but I imagine the young people at during that time also experience their share of depression.
那我们现在的年轻人就上学的好，然后有好多的这个各式各样的这个 temptation。我想那个时候小孩子长大上学也是一样。
The young people today, when they go to school or go out in the world, they face all types of temptations. I feel that the young people of that generation was the same as well.
我们今天做夫妻的，在家里做夫妻的家庭里面有几代的难处，或者彼此的难处，在那个时候也是一样。
We as parents, as fathers, all the difficulties that we have to face, I'm sure it was the same then.
38年。
But they went through it for 38 years.
这弟兄姊妹好不容易。
Brothers and sisters, such a difficult thing.
所以当加勒他经过这些的，他是一个组长，他是一个 leader。当他经过这些的时候，看到犹大支派里面的这些弟兄姊妹他们的难处的时候，我想每一次他心里都要回头想到这位神，想到 Hebron。
When Caleb went through this with them for 38 years, I'm sure every time he faced these difficulties, he will look towards God and think of Hebron.
对。我们虽然在艰难当中，但是神是那一位守约施慈爱的神。
But even though they were walking in difficulties and suffering, he knew that the Lord was one who would hold his covenant.
就是当年神和我们的祖宗在希伯伦的时候，这是神是一个守约施慈爱的神。
He knew that the God was a God of love and a God who would keep his covenant with them. That the covenant was in heaven.
对，在旷野38年，你四周围看到都是艰难，但是我们在我们的祖宗在希伯伦的时候，神让他们看见天上更美的家乡。
Despite being in the wilderness, beset with difficulties, he saw back to Hebron, where his forefathers were, where the Lord showed him the heavenly things.
Yeah, 神让他的祖先看见有一个有根基的城。
The Lord had showed his forefathers that.Showed them his forefathers a city with foundations.
所以每一次他在生活当中，带着弟兄姊妹当中看见难处的时候，他举目望天，举目想到希伯伦，就想到神是要带领他们。
So whenever Caleb encountered difficulties during these 38 years, he would look up, lift his head, and see Hebron in the direction the Lord was leading them towards.
所以希伯伦在加勒的心里面代表神和他自己百姓的一个 covenant， 神和他自己百姓的一个真实的关系。
So in the heart of Caleb, Hebron represented God's covenant with them, the true relationship between God and His people.
Yeah， 他看到他心里每一次一想到所有的难处中间，他心里想到希伯伦，他想到神说，他说天地要充满我的荣耀。
So when Caleb thought of Hebron and how the Lord would bring His glory throughout all the land, all the earth.All the problems that he faced drifted away.
是，总感谢主，这个是加勒是38年怎么过来的。
So this is the story of Caleb, 38 years in the wilderness.
但是希伯伦的目的还不是为了经过一段艰难，希伯伦的目的是为了让他看到将来。
But Hebron is, the purpose of Hebron wasn't to make him go through 38 years of suffering.The purpose of Hebron is to point him to the future.
对，弟兄说的对，是 point to the future， 看到将来。
The point of Hebron was to point to the future.
所以他们进了迦南以后，那个七年以后，那加勒就来跟约书亚说：“弟兄啊，请你把希伯伦给我。”
So 7 years after entering the land of Canaan, Caleb asked Joshua to allot him the land of Hebron.
现在还有那些巨人在那里，可是弟兄，请你把希伯伦给我，我要把那个地方拿下来作为神的产业。
Though there may be giants still in the land, he said, "Brother, give me this land, for the Lord will be with me, and I will take the land."
所以希伯伦在加勒的心里，不只是为了过去，而且是指向将来。
So Hebron to Caleb was not just the end result of 38 years, but it points to the future, what's to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，希伯伦在迦勒的心里是代表神的旨意，神永远的旨意。
So in the heart of Caleb, Hebron was God's will, God's eternal purpose.
对，从来没有改变。
This is the purpose that is unchanging.
但我觉得很奇妙的事情，这个新的一代啊，38年以后，他们居然是准备好了。
What's very surprising to me is after these 38 years, this new generation was somehow ready.
对，38年中间，这些个年轻人，你知道那些年轻人是谁啊？在加勒40岁的时候，这些年轻人要不然是就是20岁以下，要不然还没生呢。
How young were these? Was this new generation? Well, when Caleb was 40, they were 20 years or younger, or maybe they weren't even born yet.
所以用这个数学的话 ，plus minus 20.
So their age after 30 years, they were plus or minus 20 years old.
对，你想想这些人是在38年里面长大的人。
But in other words, this new generation were those who grew up during these 38 years.
那在38年里之内，他们准备好了。
And after 38 years, they were made ready.
他们从开始的时候 they know nothing, 什么都不知道。
From the start, though, they knew nothing.
但是38年之后，他们都准备好了。
But 38 years, they were ready.
那38年中间，这个蛇，这饥荒，大而可畏的荒野，对他们来讲，不成为他们的拦阻。
But during these 38 years, the disease and plagues and the terrifying wilderness, none of them obstructed.
还有这所谓的生长的痛苦 ，growing pain, 不成为他们的拦阻。
And the growing pains that they had to go through also did not obstruct them.
那弟兄姊妹想想看，是不是很奇妙
？Brothers, when we think about this, isn't this amazing?
这应该感谢主，你是这就是，所以我甚至心里真正相信，圣经里只有把加勒和约书亚提出来。
So this is why I believe that the Bible specifically makes mention of Joshua and Caleb.
那么所以说，加勒的灵和约书亚的灵在这些人慢慢就在这一代的人里面形成了。
The holy different spirit that was in Joshua and Caleb slowly made its way into this new generation.
想起我们弟兄Caleb 的弟兄昨天的 message， 你知道吗？神的儿子带领众子进入他的荣耀。
I think back to the message that our brother Kenny gave last night, how the Son of God will lead many sons into glory.
对。所以那个时候有一个在加勒里面，在约书亚里面，你看到有一个那一位呢是带领他们的人。
So in the figures of Joshua and Caleb, we see a leader leading many sons into Canaan.
对，不但是加勒和约书亚，而且加勒的约书亚的心里面有另外一位，是那一位神是他们所跟随的，全心跟随那一位神。
But looking beyond the figures of Joshua and Caleb, looking to their hearts, with the source, the Lord who is leading all of them into Canaan.
对，那加书亚和加勒在那个新的一代中间，也把新一代60万的男丁，每个人都带到这样的一个光景里面。
And so, under the leadership of Joshua and Caleb, they led all this new generation, these 600,000 men, into the same spirit.
Yeah, holy.全心跟随我的神
Holy following the Lord God.
对 My Lord, my God.
Holy following my Lord, my God.
所以这个是那个时候的一个他们的一个 spirit.
This is the spirit that they had at that time.
感谢主38年以后他们都 ready, 都准备好。
We thank God that after 38 years they were ready.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们想起这些事情的时候 ，is truly 真正是一个奇迹啊！神做的事 ，miracle。
We think about these things, brothers and sisters. It's truly a miracle.
38年
38 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以我们要神过去所做过的事， 现在他还照样能做。
Brothers and sisters, things as he has done in the past, the Lord continues to do today.
Yeah, 我们像不像，我们能不能够像我们弟兄所说的，从 children, 那从孩童成为让神在我们身上制作，让我们做 discipline, 做带领我们，好让我们成为一个 son, 一个儿子。不再是孩童，而是做他的儿子。
The Lord continues to do the work like our brother shared last night. Are we able to grow out from being a child and accept discipline and grow into a son?
38年准备好了，那众神要那个他要带领他的 the many sons 众子进入荣耀。
After 38 years, the Lord was finally going to take his many sons into glory.
那我看看啊，对不起，我要看一下啊，等一下，哎呦 ，OK， 那弟兄姊妹，请你再给我十分钟，我再说一个关于约书亚。
So brothers, just give me 10 more minutes. I want to speak a little bit on Joshua.
那你知道吗？加书亚呢？约书亚呢？他很少讲话。
We know that Joshua he rarely spoke.
那约书亚在最后摩西死了之后，他身上的责任是个了不起的责任。
The responsibilities that were passed on to him after the death of Moses was indeed tremendous.
你一生回头想，你读约书亚记，你读这些东西，发觉约书亚神要他做的事，他通通做了，而且做对了。
If you read through Joshua and see all that he has done, he did everything right the way the Lord wanted him to.
有一句话哈，我想我是不是可以找到？有一句话他是说，有一句话哈，我想我要帮大家找一下，因为这是蛮重要的。这约书亚记曾经说过一句话。
In Joshua, there is this verse.
我找到在约书亚记十一章十五节。
Chapter 11, Joshua chapter 11, 15, verse 15.
十五节 ,yeah, 15. 耶和华怎样吩咐他，摩西怎样吩咐他，约书亚是照样行。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一件懈怠不行。
Thus as the Lord had commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did, he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
那我请弟兄姊妹注意一个很短短的一个 phrase， 它叫做约书亚都做了，约书亚照样行。
So
did Joshua did so.
So I want you all to focus on this short phrase, so Joshua did.
所以当初耶和华吩咐摩西，摩西吩咐约书亚的，约书亚没有一样不行的，他都 Joshua so did.
So when the Lord commanded his servant Moses, and Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua so did.
所以那意思是什么呢？就是神吩咐摩西叫约书亚所做的一切的事情，约书亚都做了。
In other words, Joshua did everything that Moses had entrusted to him, which was entrusted to Moses by God.
那所以这句话 ，Joshua did so， 就是约书亚都照样行了。这个是他所有工作的一个写照。
So when it says, simply says Joshua did so, this is the summation of Joshua's story.
那他所有的这个另外一个地方哈，说到约书亚呢，是说到这一句话呢，是约书亚记第五章十五节。
Another place is Joshua chapter 5 verse 15.
啊，第五章十五节。OK， 耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来。”因为你所站的地方是圣地，约书亚就照样行了。
And the captain of the Lord's army said to Joshua, remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
这记得我们弟兄所翻译的 Joshua did so.
So focus on the last part, and Joshua did so.
这一段的故事是我们记得约书亚进了迦南之后在耶利哥城外那耶和华军队的元帅就站在他面前。
This happened outside of the walls of Jericho, where Joshua met the captain of the armies of the Lord, and he had to take off his sandals.
那约书亚说你帮他们还是你帮我们
you know, And before the Joshua said, are you with us or against, are you with us or are you with them?
那位拔出一把刀的人说我也不帮他们我也不帮 帮你们。
And the one who held the sword said, I'm neither for you or for them.
我是耶和华军队的元帅。
But said, I am the captain of the armies of the Lord.
对，你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣地。
And you must take off the sandals from your feet, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground.
然后圣经说 ，Joshua did so.
And the Bible records,
照样行了。
And the Bible records, Joshua did so.
所以弟兄姊妹想到约书亚时你要想到约书亚是怎么样的一位领袖 Joshua did so.
We think about what type of leader Joshua was. He was this type of leader. Joshua did so.
对神告诉摩西告诉约书亚就 did so.
Whatever Moses told Joshua, whatever God told Moses to tell Joshua, Joshua did so.
那有一件事情很稀奇，约书亚在约书亚记的开始，那圣经对他的描写说是他是摩西的 attendant。
One thing that's curious is that in the beginning of Joshua records Joshua as being Moses' attendant。
对，就是约书亚记的开始，约书亚记第一章就说到约书亚是摩西的帮手。
In the first chapter of Joshua, at the start, it says that Joshua was the attendant of Moses。
对。那等到约书亚记的最后一章快约书亚要死了的时候那圣经说约书亚是耶和华的仆人。
By the end of Joshua, by the near the time of his death, describe Joshua as the servant of the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹 it's 非常非常重要就是我们要学会做帮手做人的帮手。
So brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to learn how to be an attendant to others.
你需要是足够的谦卑做人的帮手。
If we're going to help man, as in be an attendant, we must be humble.
对，你做要做摩西的帮手，摩西要打水，摩西要到帐篷里去，你都要跟着他，你都要做他要你做的事。
If you were going to be an attendant of Moses, you would have to help him whether he's getting water or going to the tent. You have to do everything that you were told to do.
心里若是没有这样一个谦卑的话你没有办法做耶和华的仆人。
If you do not have a heart of humility, there's no way you can be a servant of God.
我们感谢主，约书亚给我们看到了一个特点，就是他心里有一个 humility， 有一个深处有一个谦卑。
The Bible shows us that in the deepest reaches of Joshua's heart, he had humility. He was humble.
Yeah, 所以这就是他的约书亚的第一个特点。
This is the first.Characteristic that we see in Joshua.
那么约书亚呢他呢是你别人可以改正他的。
And he was also somebody who was willing to be corrected.
对那有一次约书亚和摩西一起的山上就是40天。那么下来的时候以色列百姓在那里在喧闹。那约书亚就说哦下面有人在打仗。
When he was after 40 days on the mountain, when he was waiting for Moses to come down, and he did, then he heard commotion at the foot of the mountain. He said, "Oh, that's the sound of war."
对，那摩西说不，他们这个不是在打仗，是他们在那里happy， 在那里是欢乐。
But Moses said, "No, this is not the noise of war, but the sound of praises."
所以是。Celebration. 对，那所以这个时候，所以摩西告诉约书亚，你错了。
So Moses bluntly restricted, Joshua said, you're wrong.
还有一次那个就是摩西是有七十位长老，摩西把他们招来。
There's another instance where Moses called for the 70 elders.
对，那那个时候神的灵降在他们身上。
And the Spirit of God descended upon them.
那有两位长老呢，没有过来，他们在他们自己帐篷那里。
But there's two elders who did not come over there in their own tents.
那神的灵也降在他们身上，他们受感说话。
And the Spirit of the Lord descended on them as well, and they were moved to prophesy.
那约书亚就跟摩西说，他说，我们要应该禁止他们，他们没有跟你站在一起，他们居然受感说话。
And Joshua reacted and said, Moses, we should stop those two, because those two who are not here, because they did not come to stand here with you.
感谢主，神的仆人。神的仆人摩西跟约书亚说，他说你啊，难道为我的缘故你嫉妒吗？
And we thank the Lord that he said, a servant of God, he asked Joshua, said, are you jealous on my account?
对，那我巴不得所有的人都受感说话。
Lord said, I want for everyone to be moved to prophesy.
对，就是摩西说的。
Oh, this is what Moses said. He wants all to prophesy.
所以当这个约书亚心里面很窄小，就是很窄的时候，摩西说你的心要宽大。
So Moses saw that Joshua's heart was very closed and narrow, and Moses corrected him and said, "You must open up your heart."
对，你不要为我的缘故嫉妒。
Says, "Do not be jealous on my account."
那愿意神的灵降在每个人身上。
For what he desires is for God's Spirit to descend on all to be moved to prophesy.
所以弟兄姊妹，这摩西在约书亚在他年轻的时候就学了一件事，就是他能够被 corrected, 被改正。
So Joshua in his younger years he learned how to be corrected, how to receive correction.
对。这弟兄姊妹，我们好多人是没办法被改正的。别人说我一句不对的话，我心里就烦了，就反感。
But the sisters, so many of us who are unable to be corrected. When someone tries to correct us, we fight back.
或者不 fight back 的话，或者心里不高兴。
If we don't fight back, then we feel offended.
所以弟兄姊妹，约书亚给我们看见，也当别人给我们一点 correction 的时候，对我们一点矫正的时候，那我们虽然那个时候可能吃不消的，但是呢，回去晚上好好在主面前祷告，主啊，今天我弟兄，今天我的姊妹跟我讲了这个话，我心里好不舒服。
When we be like Joshua, that we're being able to readily receive correction, even though when we receive correction may not feel good, but when we take that correction before the Lord in prayer and receive correction.
那你知道吗？主一定会告诉我们，那你的心的放大。
The Lord will definitely tell us you must open your heart.
那你的弟兄、你的姊妹在对你有一些批评，就要让你能够从你自己出来，能够接受别人的意见。
When your brother or sister corrects you, they want you to be able to put down your own. Stubbornness, I guess. Your own stubbornness and to receive correction.
Yeah, open. 你的心里面能够打开，能够接受 correction.
They want you to be able to open up your heart so that you can receive correction.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么约书亚后来在约利哥门口看见有一个人拿了一把刀出来，约书亚可以在神的面前服下来。
So this is why when Joshua was at in front of the walls of Jericho, when he saw the captains of the armies of the Lord, he was able to submit.
对，所以那个人说你要把你鞋脱掉，约书亚接着。
And the angel of the Lord said, "You must take off your sandals," and Joshua did so.
那另外一个约书亚的一个很特点的，就是约书亚可以 abide, 可以留在神的面前。
Another thing about Joshua is that he was able to abide in the presence of the Lord.
那在出埃及记32章里面，还是33章里面，他说到这摩西啊，往往 在离开了这些帐篷到会幕里面去，那约书亚跟着他去。
There's an Exodus when Moses would depart from his tent into the tabernacle, Joshua would accompany him.
那摩西在那里跟神面对面很长的时间。
And Moses would speak to the Lord face to face for a long time.
那然后呢，摩西就回去了。
And then Moses would
回到帐篷里面去。
Moses returned to his tent.
但是圣经说，约书亚留在帐篷里。
But the Bible records Joshua would not depart from the tabernacle.
你知道约书亚的帐篷里没有别人的，只有他和神的。
That tabernacle was only God and Joshua there.
对，摩西走了。
Moses had left.
那所有神的百姓在他们自己的帐幕里。
And all the people of Israel went back to their own tents.
所以在那个帐篷里面只有神和约书亚。
So in that tent, it was only Joshua and the Lord.
对，而且这不是说神跟约书亚说，约书亚，摩西回去了，你来，你在这里待着。神没有说这个话。
The Lord didn't command Joshua, said, okay, you stand guard here when Moses goes back.
是摩西自己，是约书亚自己要待在那个帐篷里。
But Joshua was himself willing to stay by the tabernacle.
就弟兄姊妹，约书亚心里是想什么？
So what is in the heart of Joshua, brothers and sisters?
那约书亚的心里想是我要跟神在一起。
Joshua wanted to be with the Lord.
他对神有一个渴慕。
He had a heart after the Lord.
对他的心里面对神有一个爱。
He had this love for the Lord.
他看见摩西和神之间有这么样一个关系，影响了他。
He saw the relationship Moses had with God and it affected him.
那所以他也不怕孤单，他自己跟神面对，不怕神说他不对，他就自己跟神面对面 for a long time.
He did not turn, he did not fear loneliness, he did not fear being corrected by God, he wanted to be with God, and he was for a long time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，约书亚是主前差不多1500年的时候的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this was around 1,500 years before Christ.
对，那么现在呢，弟兄姊妹，神要你要我，岂不是一样的吗？
Brothers and sisters, does the Lord not want us to have the same, to be the same?
那圣经里面说 abide in Christ 是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when the Bible says abide in Christ?
那我们说我们太忙了，主啊，你就对不起，我现在太忙了，我好多事情处理。同时呢，我跟我太太之间呢正在吵架，等我吵完了之后，我再来你的面前。
You may say we have too many things to do already, or you may be having a fight with your spouse. And you said after we get through this fight, then I'll come.
或者是我在学校里面，我刚刚和我的最好的朋友吵了一架。那么主啊，你现在走开，等我有空我再来到你那里去。
Or maybe you just had a fight with someone in school, and you tell the Lord after I get through this conflict, then I'll abide with you.
他是约书亚，他是要 abide, 他是要住在神的帐幕当中。
So Joshua wanted to abide in the presence of the Lord in the tabernacle of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的人才能够成为别人的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, only someone like this can become a blessing to others.
只有这样的人，神才可以把责任交给他。
Only to someone like this can the Lord give responsibilities to.
只有这样的人，神才可以经过他把祝福带给别人。
Only through someone like this can the Lord bless others through.
只有这样的人，神才可以让他在自己百姓中间做一个 leader.
Only someone like this can the Lord set them as a leader amongst his people.
感谢主，所以38年以后，约书亚和迦勒就把以色列的百姓带进了迦南。
We thank the Lord that after 38 years, Joshua and Caleb led the new generation into the land of Canaan.
在往下的日子当中，他在迦南当又待了差不多，我想到还有25年的时间，他们在迦南就把这些仇敌的都打败。
And 25 years after entering the land, they led the people to defeating.All the enemies within the land.
那最后那个约书亚说，他说神怎么样带我们来到这个地方？
And then Joshua in the end said, "How did the Lord lead us into this place?"
所有的仗不是我们打的，不是我们的刀和枪打的，是神为我们打的。
And he said, reminds them that none of this is by our own sword and spear, but by the hand of God who has led us through.
所有的城池不是我们建的。
All of the accomplishments are, all these things are not what we have built.
所有的田地，所有的树不是我们栽的。
All the fields and the fruits are not what we have sown or planted.
所以荣耀就要归给神，不是归给你，不是归给我。
The glory does not belong to you, does not belong to me, but belongs to God.
那以后你们要敬拜神，还是你们要有别的想法，是你们自己决定。
But what the choice of whether you worship God or do something else is up to you.
至于我和我的家，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord God.
这是约书亚最后的话。
This is the final words of Joshua.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你在你和我里面必须要有加勒，也必须要有约书亚。
Brothers and sisters, within you and me, we must have the spirit of Caleb and Joshua.
那而且要有一个新的一代。
We must have a new generation.
新的一代不是年龄的问题，新的一代是我们心里的问题。
New generation is not a matter of age, but matter of spirit.
你可能今年只有30岁，或者今年25岁，可是你的心老是想着埃及，那你是属于那个老的一代。
You could be as young as 30 or 25 years old, but if your heart's always on Egypt, then you belong to that older generation.
那你可能是70岁，你可能80岁了，但是你的心想到神遍地的充满，神的荣耀。
You could be 70 or 80 years old, but if your heart is thinking aboutOf God's will to fill the earth with His glory.
那你是新的一代。
Then you belong to the new generation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的开的一条路。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has opened this way for us.
好让我们能够 fulfill, 能够完成神的这一代给我们的旨意。
So the Lord can allow us to fulfill this will, this purpose He has for this generation.
对不起弟兄姊妹，我过时间了。
I apologize, brothers and sisters, for going over my time.
我们祷告。
Have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主啊，我们实在是心感谢你。
Lord, thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
我们感谢你，你从来没有放弃。
We thank you that you've never let us go.
主啊，你在我们身上有个荣耀的旨意，正像许多年以前你在自己的百姓身上有个荣耀的旨意。
Lord, you have this glorious purpose for us, just like you had for the people many years ago.
不管我们过去的如何，主啊，你要让我们成为你的长子。
Lord, no matter how we once were, you destined us to be your firstborn.
你要我们做你君尊的祭司，圣洁的国民。
You want us to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
你要让我们跟随你，好让遍地能够充满你的荣耀。
You want us to follow you so that your glory will spread throughout all of the earth.
主啊，你把一个全心跟随主，一个另外的灵放在我们里面。
Lord, you kept giving us a holy new spirit within us.
主啊，你也给我们里面一个谦卑的灵。
Lord, may you give us a spirit of humility.
你给我们一个住在你里面的心。
May you give us a heart that abides in you.
主啊，所以我们实在的感谢你，实在的赞美你。
Lord, so we thank you and praise you.
有谁能够爱我们？有谁能够重看我们，像你爱我们、重看我们一样
？Or who besides you loves us and considers us like you do？
那主，求你怜悯我们，让我们在你的面前有谦卑的心。
Lord, may you have mercy on us, and may we have come to you with a heart of humility。
我真的愿意全地充满你自己的荣耀。
May your glory fill all the earth。
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.